you think about it, it's an enormous chapter of American history, and it'll be closing this holiday season leading into the new year. The invasion of Iraq. Nearly 9 years America has been at war in Iraq. The invasion of Iraq didn't find any weapons of mass destruction. It did not eradicate al-Qaeda. It did topple dictator Saddam Hussein. It cost hundreds of billions of dollars. It went on for nearly 9 years, as I said. Now that the last U.S. troops, though, will be quietly departing Iraq. Between now and the end of the year, we want to look back at the campaign that began with shock and awe in 2003 and will end with a home-by-Christmas pullout in 2011. We'd love to hear from you on this. Really, the nation is going to be looking back over those 9 years to see what's been accomplished, and we will be talking with people who have been on the program before, people who have been involved in the deployment of those troops, people who have actually served, and, of course, the families back home who have watched their loved ones come and go on numerous tours of the deployment in Iraq. The same could be said about Afghanistan, but it is a national event, the pullout from Iraq, and we want you to participate. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. This morning, the perspective of a mother. Rosanna Cambrone is the mother of an Army sergeant now serving in Iraq. She's been on the show before. She joins us via Skype from her home in Whittier, California. Rosanna, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, good morning.
That's a nice Skype connection there. Just hold tight to your computer. It's great to talk to you once again.
Oh, same here. Thank you.
So what do you think the mission has been as you think back over these many, many years?
Well, I think the mission has really been to protect the interest of the 1%, the wealthy. I don't ever think that it has ever been about protecting us in any way.
And you can make those comments, and they sound strident and very critical of U.S. policy in Iraq, yet you are the loving mother of an Army sergeant who is serving right now in Iraq. What is his what's his future, as I'm presuming he leaves Iraq?
Yes, he is there for his third deployment. So we are actually still awaiting a departure date. We don't have one yet. I see his future. I'm concerned about his future because, you know, the jobless rate here is so high. Healthcare for him is not, if once he leaves the service, is not going to be there for him. The services that he will need to treat any kind of trauma that he may have is also not there. So I am very concerned.
Is he in good health, Rosanna?
Yes, he is.
All right. Well, we're glad for that. And of course, we thank you for his service and for your service, really being someone who stood by his side. Do you remember the early days when he decided to sign up for the Army?
Very much so, yes.
What would you tell a parent of a teenager today who might be considering recruitment and has certainly watched the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and, you know, is toying or really contemplating a decision that could change their lives?
I would advise the parent and the child to talk to others who have been at war, to talk to some other soldiers, to really inform themselves about both sides of the spectrum, the one that the recruiters give you and then the one that those who have experienced war, who have been out there, what is their perspective? And then be able to make a much wiser choice.
Now, of course, as I mentioned, this is an enormous chapter of American history that's closing, the war in Iraq. It's left its mark on America's budgets. It's left its mark on American policy. What mark has this war and the three deployments to Iraq left on your son?
Well, I think, you know, like any kind of trauma, it's probably left a significant mark. We are not able to really tell exactly until once he comes home and kind of the dust settles. We know that we have a challenge in that we have to help him end the war for him. Not just because he's home, not just because any of our troops are home, does the war end for them. And that's really our task as a nation, is to really try to end the war for them. And that'll be our task here as a family.
So describe what you're looking forward to. You've mentioned a couple of details. The war begins when he comes home as you try to help end the war that's going on inside of him. Does that involve getting him medical support? Does that involve getting him a job? Those kinds of things you mentioned earlier. What else?
It involves all of that, but primarily it involves him to be able to reconnect back with the family, to be able to put that trauma, not forget it, obviously, but to put it aside so that he can move forward. And that's really the most difficult part that we may have to embark. You know, we won't know until he actually comes home. And like I said, until he starts to settle in a little bit more. And then the reflection, you know, reflecting about what he has experienced begins to take shape.
Well, it'll be a long road ahead. The president will be at Fort Bragg in North Carolina, along with the First Lady, speaking with families and service members about the war in Iraq. If you were going to give a speech, Rosanna, to the people of Iraq, what would you say to them for all of this experience and sacrifice?
Oh, my goodness. I would really apologize, I think, you know, for our people to have allowed the war to go on for so long. As a people in this country, we haven't really rallied against it enough to end it sooner. I would try to help them to understand that, you know, it was a big mistake from the very beginning.
So, Rosanna, you know, those are amazing statements from a mom who stood by her son all this time. You would apologize to the people of Iraq. There are a lot of people out there who are going to ask, you're still proud of your son wearing an American uniform, right?
I support my son's decision to do whatever he felt was right for him, for his life. That's what I support. I support whatever my son decides, whatever any of my children decide, whether I agree with it or not. They are still my children and I love them unconditionally. So I would support whatever decision he makes.
Well, Rosanna Cambron, I can hear it in your voice and I don't want to intrude, but I really hope in this holiday season that you can both see your son and begin to find some peace from this experience and this sacrifice that your family has had. Rosanna, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And Merry Christmas to you. Rosanna Cambron is the mother of an Army sergeant in Iraq on his third deployment. We spoke with her from her home in Whittier, California. Again, looking back, nearly 9 years in Iraq, what has it meant? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org.